The Zechen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pichas, the Zechen Nishmas Daniel Shein of Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning. Okay. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Kisavo, which begins with the Parsha of Bikurim. Vayaki Savo lo Oretz, Asher Hashem Lokecha Notzein Loch, Tachov Nachal of Yerishtov Yishavtebo. And it talks about and then it says, V'samachta b'chol atov. On Pasuk Yud Aleph from page 2. Samachta b'chol hatov. What is that referring to? Simple pshat is means the bounty that you got of the Bikurim. But we'll see what else it possibly can mean. And the Pasuk also says that in the Parsha of Bikurim, afterwards, if you look in the Medrash here, it says on page 4, "Esachukim hayom esach shemukhech mitzchav la'asos esachukim esum shpotim va'asis emosom." That's the pasuk Tezayin. "Esachukim elah hamidroshos esum shpotim elah hadinim." So, what is this exactly referring to? And we know there's a famous Gemara in Nedarim on Pei Aleph and Aleph that says that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is Shelo Berchu BaTorah Techila. So what does that mean? That they didn't make Brichas HaTorah? Why is that so significant? And then we have the famous Gemara in Gittin on page 6 where it says Eretz Israel is called Eretz Tzvi. In other words, when Eretz Yisrael is inhabited, then there's room for everybody. And when Eretz Yisrael is not inhabited, then everything becomes crowded. So what is the significance of that? So, there is a piece in the Sefer Yitav Lev and twice in page 8 and page 9, and this is an idea that various Sfarim have, that there's a parallel to learning Torah and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In other words, when Klal Yisrael learns Torah and unearths the hidden secrets of Torah, that is a key to being Korvish Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's famous from the Sefer Levut. There's a Sefer called Arve Nachal. I didn't put it here in the pocket. Arve Nachal is a classic Sefer Drush written by the Levushe Srad. And Luvishai Srad is one of the Mefarshim. And it speaks about that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Temura, Daf Tezayin, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, what happened when he died? Many halachas were forgotten during the Shiva period for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says that Osniel ben Kenaz, he re-established those halachas, they retrieved it, through his Pilpul HaTorah, as the Pasuk says, that Osniel ben Kenaz captured Kiryas Sefer. So what does that mean? I thought you said he did it with his... What does him capturing Kiryas Sefer have to do with his Pilpul HaTorah? So the Sefer Avri Nachal writes that every part of Eretz Yisrael is mechuvan to a part of the Torah. And if the part of the Torah is not clear or not understood, then that part of Eretz Yisrael is not being able to be conquered. And a part of Torah is unearthed and understood, that's the key to conquering that part of Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, every time Klal Yisrael has Chidushei Torah, that expands Eretz Yisrael. And that he writes here on page 8. He says, Perish Ramafarshkim, Al Dei Chidushei Torah, Mikoch Yud Gimel Midosh, She Torah Dreshes Behen, Validation Medamel Milsel Milsel, Chain Dei, Masho Sifu Chachom, Vataconus, Las Yogim, Bidivay Serafim, Yisrachev HaTorah, that will, you know, the Chidushei Torah is expanding the Torah. He called Divrei Chachamim B'chlal Torah, Desiv Lo Soser. And as a result, Gam Eretz Yisrael, Misrache V'holech. But if Klal Yisrael is not Osek B'Torah and not being Mechadish Kedushei Torah, then Eretz Yisrael becomes like a cramped area. And that's similar to what the Levush Esrad is, that it's commensurate between the Chidushei Torah of Klal Yisrael and the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. And that's Pshat, he says on page 9, where the Pasuk says, Ma Avda Aretz. Why is it, he teaches, means how come Eretz Yisrael is cramped? Because Klal Yisrael, Lo Berachu B'Torah Tchum, means they weren't Osek B'Torah to be Mechadish Torah, and it was very superficial. So Memela, whenever Eretz Yisrael is cramped, that's because the Torah of Klal Yisrael is cramped. But when Klal Yisrael's Torah is Par of Arava, and we have Chidushei Torah, then Eretz Yisrael is also part of a Rava. And, so if you look, there's a famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Now we'll see how it ties in. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, on page 15, V'samachta b'chol hatoiv. You see, Bibkurim is remozim of Limra Torah. First of all, the word tena, the basket. Tena is gematria of 60. Negative shishim mesechtos. And look what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes on page 15. Ein tov ela Torah. Now this is one of the most chashuv lines. This is one of the, you know, there are a lot of famous lines in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So this is one of them. Ein tov ela Torah. Shim hoyu b'nei odem margishim b'mesikus v'arevus tov ha-Torah. If Klal Yisrael would be margish, the sweetness of Torah, hayu mishdagim u'mislad ma'achareha, they would be crazy for it. And anything else in the world, all the kesev v'zav in the world would be worthless to them. So Masamachta b'chol ha-toiv is the toiv of Torah. And it's interesting, the Meshech Chochma on page 17 over here points out that in the Parshas of Bikurim, it says through 13 times, Shem Hashem. Keneged the Yud Gimel Midosh Shel Rachamim, and we know that the Yud Gimel Midosh Shel Rachamim are keneged the Yud Gimel Midosh Shel Torah Nedrashes Behem. Right, so, and that's the idea that we were saying before that the Torah expands. And Eretz Yisrael expands based on that. So if you look in the Sefer Yad Sholom on page 29, so he quotes this idea of... of Eretz Yisrael, you know, expanding. Because the Pasuk says, Vayaki Savol Aretz, Asher Shalom Kecha Nosei Locha, V'yishta V'shaftaba. So the Sifrei says, do this mitzvah, the beginning of the page in 29, the third line, on the right. Haseh mitzvah zu, shebishvila tikonetz la'aretz. You do the mitzvah of Bikurim, so you'll get into Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, Bikurim is only chal once you're in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean, do this mitzvah so you can get into Eretz Yisrael? But it's fakert. Tzorch bir, halo mitzvah Bikurim no heges rach la'acha yirushav yeshiva. Ma'a shaykh lomim shebishvila tikonetz la'aretz. So he quotes the Gemara in and the Yitav Leiv's Pshat that learning Torah expands Eretz Yisrael. And if we don't learn Torah, then we don't expand. So he says, he writes on the left side, Hinei Parshat, second paragraph. Hinei Parshat Bikur Misayem Es Hayom Azeh Hashem Lokecha Mitzavcha Lasa Es Hasachui Ma'eilev Es Hamishpatim. So the Medrash Tanchum says, Chukim is the Medrashos, Mishpatim Eilu Adinim. So it means that's the halachas that we learn out from Gzeira Shava, from all different drushes. So he says, when Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, they bring Bikurim. They bring Bikurim because they have to realize that it shouldn't go to the head, that they have prosperity from Bikurim. They might think, oh, you know, it's all mine, Kochi Vochim Tzem Yodi, right? So therefore, you have to bring Bikurim to show it's not really yours. You have to give it to the Kohen. And then he says, that's the pshat in Parshas Bikurim. After you do the mitzvah of Bikurim, so then you should learn Torah. Chukim u'mishpatim. Yud gimel midah shah Torah d'drashasben. What's the pshat? V'tzei l'men sh'adei mitzvah Bikurim mishleim as b'ay Yisrael asok b'chokhmas ha-Torah. V'chadish b'chidushim b'yud gimel midah shah Torah d'drashasben. Zeh sh'adar shah sifrei ha-sei mitzvah zu b'shleimus. Hayinu sh'yasem mitzvah Bikurim tachlisa. He says, the mitzvah of Bikurim and Tachlisa is Sheilim and HaTorah L'chadish B'chidushim Al-Day Yid Gimel Midah Shatorah Nidrash Yisrael Shebeshvila Tikonetz La'arts. Because if a person is Osik in the Yud Gimel Midah Shatorah Nidrash Yisrael, he has his chus to go into Eretz Yisrael. What's pshat? Because if he's Mechadish Torah, then Eretz Yisrael expands. So then there's more room for him to come in. He's already in Eretz Yisrael. He had to be in Eretz Yisrael, or he wouldn't bring Bikurim if he's not in Eretz Yisrael. But what's the pshat? When he's in Eretz Yisrael and he's learning Torah, he's in Chadish Chidushim, so then Eretz Yisrael expands. And therefore he'll be Zocha to be part of the Eretz Yisrael that was expanded because of his Chidushei Torah. And then he expands Eretz Yisrael, so then the Bikurim expand and everything expands. And that's what it means. In other words, I say mitzvah zu, b'shvil shetikones, means that when a person goes into Eretz Yisrael, and then that's the opportunity to learn Torah, so then Torah in Eretz Yisrael expands Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael is expanded, so then he has more makom to do the mitzvahs ha-tuluyos ba'aretz. And then he has the Yud Gimel Midos ha-Torah and the Drashas for him. And then the Samachta B'chol HaToiv. Because then he has the true Simcha. What does the Or HaChaim HaKadosh say? Samachta B'chol HaToiv is the Limud HaTorah. That if we understand how sweet the Torah is, then we nothing else. We wouldn't look for the diamonds and gold and everything. That's the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So he says that the mitzvah of Bikurim, afterwards it says, Lacha Shekiyem Mishleim is mitzvah Bikurim, Yoyom Mitzavah Oso Lassos Chukim U'mishmatim. He says, you should be Oisek in Torah, and the Yud Gimel Midah Shatorah Nidrashas Bahem. And then, because that's the Yud Gimel Vizeh Shadar Shasifri. I say mitzvah zu b'shleimus. Mitzvah Bikur b'shleimus is the limud haTorah to, and because we see, you know, the tenna is gematria 60. That's the shishim mesechtas. That's the oisek and torah shebal peh. So the oisek b'torah shebal peh is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bikurim. Is you go to the kohen. The kohen is like Rav Soloveitchik would always say. The kohen teaches Torah. So you're oisik b'torah, the bepulishal Torah, the chidushay Torah. So Eretz Yisrael then expands. Hasei mitzvah zu, and then once Eretz Yisrael expands, then there's more room, and it continues and continues. So limud haTorah v'chidusha is the key to conquering Eretz Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, and they forgot all those halachas, it only was. was restored by Osniel ben Knaz Chazron bePilpulo to Murat Zayin. But then the Arvi Nachal says the Gemara quotes the pasuk of what that he conquered the land. What does conquer the land have to do with Bepul Shel Torah? So the Arvi Nachal says, because how do you conquer Eretz Yisrael? The key to conquer Yisrael is through the Lelim and HaTorah. So whatever is missing in Torah is missing in Eretz Yisrael. And the more Chidushei Torah, the more Eretz Yisrael is Misrachev, as the Yitav Ponim says. And that's the Mitzvah of Bikurim, because the Mitzvah of Bikurim is not just being in Bikurim, it's going to the Kohen. The Kohen is the Yorim Mishpatecha LeYaakov, is the Malach, that's why Rav Soloveitchik supposedly always said, that the Kohen only was Oved in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks a year. So what's his main tafkid? His Mishmaris. He wasn't Oseg so many, 2 weeks a year. So what was he doing the rest of the year? Yorim Mishpatecha LeYaakov. He was teaching Torah. So going to the Kohen is the Limud Torah. And Mimela, so that's the Pilpula Shel Torah. And the Pilpula Shel Torah causes Eretz Yisrael to expand. And that's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. If we would understand the geshmak of learning, nothing else would be important. And that's what I always say. What am I here to teach Talmidim? We're not going to finish the whole Kol HaTorah Kula. No matter. But at least we give you what a geshmak is for learning. And a geshmak of learning comes from learning Be'ian, and learning slowly, and learning Be'ian, and having Havana. That gives you, we're not in a rush. That's the key. Some people are always in a rush. If you're in a rush, you're not going to get anywhere. I always say, less is more and more is less. You go slowly. That's what Rav Avadi Yosef, when he used to come to YU, he always used to say, Ani amarti b'chovzi. If you're going to learn too much b'chovzi, b'chipozen, kol odom koizev. Then you're going to get it, you're not going to have a proper Havana. You can have koizev, sheker. You want to understand things properly, you go slowly, you understand. Doesn't mean you have to kvetch, but it means you have a proper Havana, and then you have a geshmak in learning. And that's the ikar of what. And then once you have a geshmak, that's why when I spent summers in Brookline, in Boston, I had a kesher with Rev Hirsch Tannenbaum. Rev Hirsch Tannenbaum was a Rav in Chelsea. He was a Rav in Chelsea, he was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer. He was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer, and we used to spend, and he said, Rav Baruch Baer held that the boys should learn slowly because he felt if the boys learn slower, they'll have Havana, and then they'll enjoy it, then they'll learn for the rest of their lives. But if they don't have an enjoyment, they don't have that geschmack, then, you know, there's so many other things out there that'll distract. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, if you learn properly, and you learn with a geschmack, then you'll see nothing else in the world has to offer what the geshmak of a Rabbi Kiva Eger has, or geshmak of a Rabbeinu Tam, or geshmak of a Rambam. Nothing in the world has to offer that. That's the mitzvah Bikurim, is v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, ein tov el ha-toira. And the Bikurim, you come to the Kohen is the Rebbe, and he teaches Torah, and you learn Torah, and you mechadish Torah, and then Eretz Yisrael expands. So that, Be'ez Hashem, as we start the year off, that should be the goal. We're not going to finish everything. But whatever we learn with a geshmak. And Be'ez Hashem, that'll keep us going, Be'ez Hashem, for this year and for many years to come. I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Rav Ezra, Rav Yosef Katan, Rav Meir, Rav Yaakov, Jacob, Gilad, Ilan, Yitzchok, Roi, Rabbi Levi, Rav Katan, Ranan, Moshe, Natan, Binyamin, Avishai, Daniel Albert, Akiva, Michael, Manlulu, Ezra Hess. Did I get everybody? Okay, we have everybody. Did I get everybody? Yitzchak Carroll, Moshe Carroll, Harav Goldberg from Miami Beach, and Akiva Pappas. Okay, you should all be well. So we see each other on Sunday, 11 o'clock. Okay. Ah! How are you, Gilad? Gilad and Harav Rosen. Is that you, Rev Rosen?
Miss you, Rebbe. Miss you.
Okay, I miss you too. Okay. Kol tov. A good one.